Rapid initiation of antiretroviral therapy in Portugal. A retrospective analysis from 2020 to 2023. Hello everyone. My name is Tiago, and I'm an infectious diseases resident from Portugal. Today I will be discussing a retrospective study conducted in a tertiary hospital in Coimbra, which assessed the period between referral and hospital consultation, as well as the initiation of antiretroviral therapy in newly diagnosed HIV patients. Rapid ART initiation within 7 to 14 days of an HIV diagnosis is recommended by health organizations such as the World Health Organization and the European AIDS Clinical Society. This approach has proven to reduce HIV-related morbidity, mortality, and the risk of transmission. Portugal faces significant challenges in adhering to these guidelines, despite having one of the highest rates of new HIV diagnoses in the European Union. Although national guidelines advocate for the initiation of antiretroviral therapy within 14 days of diagnosis, numerous patients encounter delays. These delays are frequently attributed to administrative inefficiencies and psychosocial impediments, such as operational bottlenecks in the referral process and disparities in the quality of care across hospitals. The aim of this study was to assess the time interval between initial referral and the first hospital consultation, as well as the time from consultation to antiretroviral therapy initiation in newly diagnosed HIV patients at our institution. For this retrospective study, we included all first HIV consultations at our health unit between 2020 and 2023. We excluded individuals with a previous HIV diagnosis or those already on antiretroviral therapy. We collected data on the patient's baseline demographic characteristics, origin of referral, dates of referral and first consultation, antiretroviral therapy initiation date, and HIV infection stage, classified according to the CDC's 1993 guidelines. From a total of 815 individuals, 228 patients were included in this analysis. The majority of patients, 78.9%, were male, with a median age of 44 years. 81.1% of patients were Portuguese nationals. Notably, the number of new diagnoses increased over time, with 67 cases identified in 2023. Regarding the stage of infection at the time of diagnosis, 55.2% of patients were asymptomatic, which suggests that more patients are being diagnosed earlier in the course of the disease, possibly due to more effective referral and screening processes. In terms of waiting times, the median number of days from referral to the first HIV consultation and from consultation to antiretroviral therapy initiation was 7 days in both cases. When we look at the total time from referral to the start of antiretroviral therapy, we observed a gradual improvement over the study period, from a median of 22 days in 2020 to 15 days in 2023. In conclusion, our study shows an overall improvement in the time between referral and antiretroviral therapy initiation at our institution. This has been accompanied by an increase in the proportion of patients diagnosed in asymptomatic stages of HIV. These findings highlight the importance of ongoing efforts to streamline referral processes and reduce barriers to early treatment. Furthermore, the role of healthcare providers and non-profit organizations in facilitating earlier diagnosis and referral has been essential. Continued monitoring of these timelines is crucial to further improving outcomes for people living with HIV. Thank you very much for your attention.